Howdy, friend. It's hot tonight, eh? Well, sir, I sure had a time getting up here today from Hornwall. I come up on the slip, slide, and snort railroad train. And the train was so crowded, there wasn't no seats nowhere. There wasn't a seat nowhere to be had. But I was lucky. I found me a little room, and I had it all to myself. And it was all right, except every time I got to a station, the porter would lock me in. I had to come up here today anyhow to get my friend Bob Harwood out of jail. They arrested him up here for feeding pigeons. Yeah, arrested Bob for feeding pigeons. They caught him feeding them to the elephants. There was two guys on the train. There was two old guys on the train there. They sat right square down in front of me there, and they'd been drinking a little bit too much. One of them says to the other and says, "What time is it?" The other one reached in his pocket and pulled out a penny box of matches and looked at it and says, "It's Thursday." The other one says, "It is? Well, Flitter, I've got to get off here. I'm having trouble. I'm having a lot of trouble, ain't it? I'm having trouble with my Uncle Sipe and Aunt Sap, too, bless their hearts. They've been courting. They courted for 10 years before they got married. She wouldn't marry him when he was drinking, and he wouldn't marry her when he was sober. My poor old mommy's been having trouble, too. Last Sunday, mommy had three of the neighbor kids there close to home over for Sunday dinner at our house, and she had fried chicken there. And she told all three of these little kids, says, "Now, whatever y'all want to grow up to be, that's the kind of a piece of chicken I'm going to give you." And old Bill Morgan sat there. He says, "Well, Miss Nonny, I want to be a lawyer." So she give him the head. Now, Arvin Young is sitting there, and he says, "Well, I want to be an aviator." So she give him a wing. Troy Dobbs sitting there says, "I want to be a musician." So she give him one of them big old drumsticks. My cousin is sitting there, and she says, "What do you want?" He says, "Well, I want to be one of them dead-end kids, but I don't believe I want no ticket." You know, we've down there in Hornwall, we've got a new school teacher down there, and he was explaining to the class the other day what a scientist was. He was telling the kids what a scientist was. He says a scientist is a man that can cross a peach with a plum and get an apricot. And my little brother Buford sitting there, he says, "Well, Flitter, that ain't nothing." Says, "My uncle crossed a car with a train and got a funeral." I don't feel very good tonight. I can't see very good tonight. My eyes has been bothering me considerably. I come up here early today and went to an eye doctor about my eyes there, and he told me to eat some carrots. He said carrots was good for the eyesight, carrots was. And I thought that sounded sort of funny, but come to think of it now, by Ned, that there may be right, because I never did see a rabbit wearing glasses. I'm having trouble out of my gal Susie too, bless her heart. I love that woman, bless her heart. I sure do love that woman. I went over back to see her the other night. Me and her was sitting there sparking on the settee there in the sitting room. Me and her was sitting there in the sitting room on the settee, sitting there. And some of the neighbor's kids go by next door, throw the big old half a brick bat right through the window, and it hit Susie right in the ribs. Yeah, right in the ribs. It didn't hurt her much, but it busted three of my fingers. Me and Susie was a-sitting there listening to the phonograph play. The phonograph, she's got the phonograph there, and it was a-playing T. Texas Tyler's record there of the deck of cards. And it just made me think, you know, a deck of cards, love is just like a deck of cards. Yeah, love is. Now, you take when you fall in love, that's hearts. When you get engaged, that there's diamonds. When you get married, that's clubs. And when your mother-in-law finally drives you to your grave, then they use them spades.
You know, I reckon I got this here cold from sleeping on the ground because last week a bunch of us went on a big bear hunt. First morning in camp there, I heard Aunt Sap yell out to Uncle Sipe and say, "Sipe, you old fool, stop prowling around that tent and go out and hunt bear." Uncle Sipe yells back and says, "Barnett, I'm trying to find my britches so I won't have to go out bear to hunt bear." Just about that time, Susie got up over in her tent, and she yelled out and says, "I heard a big commotion out there in the woods last night, so I got up and took a shot at a bear in my nighty." Uncle Sipe started laughing there and says, "Susie, what in the cat hair was a bear doing in your nighty?" Well, sir, we went into the woods there and started hunting, and the fella come up there and he says, "I just seen a big old grizzly bear about a mile north of here." Uncle Sipe says, "Good. Which way is south?" Uncle Sipe ain't no coward, though, by Ned friends. He sure ain't no coward, Uncle Sipe ain't. He sure ain't no coward. Because he went into a little holler there all by himself, and pretty soon he come out and he'd seen the bear, and he come running back just a painting and a puffing and a shaking like a leaf. I says, "Uncle Sipe, if you sure enough seen the bear, why didn't you give him both barrels?" He says, "That fool wasn't satisfied with both barrels. I had to give him the whole gun and my watch to boot."